The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Continually throughout the early centuries of the Church, it was universally agreed upon and always held that the four Gospels must be kept separate to preserve the integrity of each of the perspectives that the Gospels provide. Even though there were some popular materials that sort of synthesized the Gospels together, the Church Fathers all together held that the Gospels must be proclaimed individually from each different perspective. And so this gives us four different views, four nuances on how the Gospel of our Lord begins and how it is told. For Matthew, we hear quite a long genealogy linking our Lord back to David. For Luke, we hear the coming of John the Baptist, and then in pretty much straightaway form, the birth of our Lord, and then some genealogy a little later. And from John, of course, it all starts out in the nothingness expanse before the earth was ever created. But Mark begins in a very different place, and he's quite explicit about it. And I think for us to understand where it is that Mark is coming from, we need to understand how he believes the gospel of our Lord begins. And he tells us the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. For Mark, going back to Isaiah 40, our Old Testament reading for this morning, the story of the gospel of our Lord begins in the desert. It begins with people who were under oppression. It begins with people in the most difficult circumstances any of them had ever seen. To understand where Mark is coming from, we must dig into Isaiah 40 and understand where it is in the desert the gospel of our Lord begins. The foretelling of the coming of John the Baptist to pave the way for the Lord, and the coming of our Lord himself. It is no small thing to acknowledge that the beginning of the gospel of our Lord begins in the rough places, in the difficulty, in the desert, in the lack of electricity. Thank you. Regardless of the circumstance, the gospel of our Lord begins in those hard places in human history where God has broken in to set his people free, to come as a conquering king and a loving shepherd. As we prepare for our Lord's coming, and indeed, as we hear from the gospel according to Mark throughout this year, we do well to stop and consider the context, what it is we are hearing in Isaiah chapter 40. Then I think if we're going to talk about God's voice, how it stands forever, we must consider that it comes in the desert. And finally, the nature of God's voice and how we are to respond to it. Though you won't see it in your Bible, there might as well be a huge black line drawn between Isaiah chapter 39 and chapter 40. Scholars believe there could be as much as 200 years between these two times. For Isaiah 40 is a prophecy given to the people who are in exile. In this time, the kingdom was divided. You had Israel in the north, you had Judah in the south. The Babylonians had run over Judah, had sacked Jerusalem, and they were in exile. Pagan rites were taking place in the holy city. The people of God were taken away from the holy place where they were to commune with him. Things could not have possibly been worse for Judah. Everything had been amiss. And then here in the desert, where everything seems completely wrong, it is in this place that God breaks in. Now this exile, when the people of God were scattered, when they were taken away from their holy place, lasted about 50 years. So imagine that you are 50 years of age or younger. For those of you who have achieved this, imagine that you are 50 years of age or younger. All you know of your faith is that you're in exile. You know there is this holy place to which you cannot go. You know how God has been faithful in times past. But what you know is exile. What you know is derision. You know the desert, the wilderness, being cast out of the holy places. And then, the first words you hear from God through the prophet, after this seemingly silent period, is comfort. Comfort my people. You are in the desert now, but this desert is not forever. This desert is not the end of the story. The grass will wither, the flower will fade, but the word of the Lord will stand forever. In the midst of exile, when all hope seems lost, God breaks in and tells Judah, prepare the way of the Lord. Make in the desert a highway for our God. He will not be coming in the easy places. He will not be coming on the established roads. God will come through the very worst, through the most dangerous places in the world, through the greatest difficulty and oppression, to come to you, to make everything level, to bring you back home. He will feed you like a shepherd. What powerful words to hear after 50 years of exile, after all seemingly being lost. God breaks back in. Truly, the depth of what Mark is referring back to goes far beyond what many of us think about during this Advent season. But we go back to the desert, to our ancestors who were in the wilderness, to those who were cast out of the holy places and in exile in Babylon. And it was in this place, in this time of horrible difficulty, when a few generations had seen seemingly nothing from God, that God breaks back in, proclaims comfort, promises that his reign is coming. And the people are told, this is how powerful the word of God is. After 50 years of exile, 9 whole verses into God starting up again through the prophets, the people are told, now that you've heard from God, get up on a mountain. You're going to herald this good news to the scattered tribes, to those who are in derision. I don't know about you, but 9 verses in, after 50 years of silence, if this gets you up on a mountain to shout, this must be powerful words beyond anything that we can comprehend. But truly, in any period in human history, in any difficulty and any trial, God will have the last say. His word will remain forever. What he speaks will be truth about the situation, even when it seems horribly lost. So what is it about the desert? What is it about life's great difficulties that attune our ears to hear the divine voice of our Lord? So often, we are able to muffle out God's voice with all of our conveniences and comforts, with our modern life. But you may well have noticed in your own life that it is in the worst times, when you have lost someone you have loved, when you fear for losing your house, when your child has turned away from God, it is in these desert places, when the facades that we built come crumbling down, that we hear God's voice breaking in. God is the God who comes through the rough places, who comes through the desert in a highway prepared, through all of the difficulties of human existence. It is no different for us than it was for Judah. We hear God when we suffer difficulty. We hear God when all seems lost, when the world tells us there is no more hope. It is the voice of God who cuts through into the deserts of our lives to speak comfort, to remind us of his sovereignty, to remind us that he will have the last word and that history is not over yet. The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ begins in the desert. It begins in the rough places. It begins with people under oppression. And truly, after this prophecy, the Lord sent King Cyrus, who overthrew the Babylonians, and things were much better for God's people. But you don't have the words of comfort. You don't have the promise of God's abiding presence, of his nourishment, of his feeding, of his victory, without the desert. We can't get to any of it without going through the desert first. This was how it was for Judah, who were in exile, and then God came to them. And this is how it is for each of us, who in our own different ways have been in exile from God, have pushed away from God, have been given up to our own desires and devices. But God speaks in the desert. It is an amazing thing how God uses our own suffering, our own difficulty, to grab our attention, to speak truth to us. And even in this great difficulty, whatever difficulty it is we find ourselves in this day, the word of our Lord stands. God comes to us. There is no desert, there is no wilderness, there is no mountain outside the reach of God's love for each of us. So God speaks to us in the desert. We're in the rough places, suffering life's great difficulties, suffering through the great trials, when all seems lost, when we can find no hope other than God. It is then that his voice comes booming into the deserts of our hearts and proclaims comfort. Comfort my people. It is no different for us than for Judah. We suffer in the desert, but our God has not forgotten us. We are given up to our own desires, but God makes straight a way to us. Even when we go through the desert, by God's grace, the desert will not be forever. The desert is never the last word. What do we do when we hear God's voice? Judah was called so briefly after hearing God's voice, so clearly, after decades of oppression, that they were called to get up to a high mountain, herald of good tidings, proclaim the good news out to the entire world. Tell the tribes, tell the cities, behold your God. He comes with might to set everything perfectly straight again. How amazing it is to stand in the place of Judah, to be those who know what it's like to be in the desert, in the wilderness, apart from God, suffering in derision. But God has come to us. We have received his word, his truth, his comfort, and his love. And it is our responsibility to get up in the mountains in our day to proclaim the goodness to all of creation. For indeed, the good news that came to Judah was not just for Judah. It was for those who received it out to the scattered tribes under oppression. The good news of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ is not only for us, but for the whole world. And we are the ones that are called to proclaim it. Truly, only the voice of God breaks into the desert places and makes paths straight. Only the voice of God speaks comfort and peace to those who by human standards should have none. Only the voice of God breaks into our current realities, into the difficulties of our daily lives, and brings peace. It is only God who can be conquering King and Good Shepherd. It is only our God who can come in might to overthrow oppressors and provide perfect comfort to his people. This is the beginning of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. People in the desert under oppression in exile, being brought comfort. Their King is coming. Our Lord draws near. We must make straight the rough places in our hearts. We must open up in the desert a highway for our God. For our King comes to us to set everything right, to bring comfort, to end oppression, and to provide for our good needs, like the shepherd who loves each and every one of us. The grass withers, the flower fades, the powers and principalities of this world will pass away. The sufferings of this time will at one day come to an end, but the word of our God will stand forever. Amen.
Amen.